This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry, what did you tell me Friday? Lighten up or?
Oh, me? I can't remember.
Yeah, calm down. Like,
don't calm down.
Stop
don't
yelling
stress
at AJ.
Out. Begins with me.
Stop yelling at AJ.
Begins with me.
We're live. Right.
Hello.
Hey, we're live. I suppose we're dead.
It's the Friday After Show. Yeah, I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
How are you today, citizens?
And
Ashley, Phil.
Hello.
I'm Chris Keitel.
She reads cards.
Owner of Consciously Positive.
She's a card reader.
She's a medium, life coach.
Right.
And all those other
I
things.
NBA
player.
Me.
NBA
Reiki
player.
Reiki master.
Here, I'll help. I can help.
We're trying to connect to Consciously Positive.
Right.
But I can't find the live. I can't find it.
All right. So we're trying to do one more live page here. But he is the kicker while we're waiting for all this to happen.
Right.
You can call our request line.
Yes.
Or you can post on the WPLR Facebook page, which you're on right now.
Hello.
If you're seeing this.
Now, what do you do today?
A question. And Chris will be happy to try her best to answer it.
All right.
It's nothing like getting a full sit down. But, you know, you get some insight. And then if you want more, you can contact her. We're linked up to all her stuff at WPLR.com.
I just want a full sit down.
877-764-2535 is the phone number. 877-764-2535. And if you ever tried to call the show and you weren't able to get in, this is probably going to be the time you get in because we're not on the air. So it's specifically for you.
Right.
So call in.
So freaking call.
1-877-7. Good time at our morning show dinner.
Yes. Yeah. It was awesome. You guys are awesome.
No, you were great.
Yeah.
You, because I know these guys, and you went around the table, and Jennifer was there, and Amanda was there, and you were able to key in on some very specific things with everybody.
Right.
That you can't do that by accident. You're
right.
5 for 5 or 7 for 7,
seven
whatever.
For seven.
At one point, I got smacked.
100%.
A couple times you got smacked.
Yeah, I get through.
Because
yeah.
You were on my
yeah.
left.
Yep.
So I was
within.
You're also in your phone, not paying attention to anything.
Me?
No, AJ.
Not yes. the whole time.
Yeah, no.
Not the whole time.
I glanced a couple times.
He was interested when it was about him.
I did reprimand him for that.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's my time. I need you.
Yeah, no.
Get off the phone.
I checked in a couple of times, but not as bad as you usually do. I'm getting better.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I'm glad to see you're not on now.
I'm not on the phone, no.
I need you 100%.
So we're watching for calls and comments.
So yeah, the more specific you can ask a question, the better, because we don't have a lot of time. We're going to spend about 2 minutes with each caller or each person who comments. So if you have a question about love life, money, career, finances, anything like that, you can absolutely just ask.
Make it specific. All right, we have one, Phil?
Phil's giving a finger.
Yes, while we're waiting for calls, Mamsie wants to know if there is a man out there for her.
Okay.
No.
Let's see.
Yes, his name is Derek.
Of course there
her
is
real
Mamsie.
Name is he's Mary, if that matters in the spiritual world.
No, it doesn't.
Oh. He is okay. He's a lumberjack.
You're smart, though.
I don't know.
It's like, wow, we sent the package to the wrong address.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no love card in your future in the next 3 months.
Right.
Are we good?
Three months.
3 months.
Yeah, I don't see anything. I do see that you have to practice what you have to practice what you used to be. You used to do. You used to do something for fun, and you're not doing that anymore. But there's something going on. I don't know if you're a mother or if there's something going on with your
grandmother.
But it's you need to forgive yourself and forgive others. So you're harder on yourself, and you have a hard time with communication. So I feel like you need to go to counseling or something. I feel like there's some things
like
that
alcohol
you need
counseling
to,
or
no, like relationship counseling.
Oh,
I feel like there's some past stuff that's getting in her way.
Wow.
And she needs to get over those hurdles. She has a hard time speaking out or not speaking her truth. So that's going to hinder you finding somebody. But I don't see any time in these next three months, you need to focus it on you. You absolutely need to focus in on your work, which seems a little chaotic, your relationships outside of like a love relationship. So like your family and your friends, everything seems a little bit chaotic to me.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I need you to just focus in on taking care of yourself. And you have to forgive the past. There's reasons why you have had experiences in the past. Learn from those experiences because they were there to teach you a lesson. If you don't learn from those experiences, you're going to keep on getting nudged a lesson.
Right. Gotcha.
So learn.
Okay.
All right.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Yes. All right, I'll put it on
Were
the
you able to do it, Ashley?
Today, I'm sorry?
Were you able to do it to my page?
Phil's taking calls in the background. Do we have one ready? Phone call?
Yeah, let's see here.
Phil needs another three arms.
Yeah.
And she hung up.
Ah, damn
it.
All right.
Oh, bummer.
Hey, who's next?
So while we're waiting for a call, what I could do is I could give you guys a helpful hint. When you're trying to manifest somebody in your life, I want you to think about the top five characteristics, male or female, right? The top five characteristics that you want to see in your forever. So what are the top five things, the top five non-negotiable things? Some people bring in religion and spirituality. You know, some people bring in, they smoke, they don't smoke, things like that. But what are the top five things you want in your forever? And don't stray from that. So when you're going on a dating website or you're going on a date or whatever, look and see if that person has those five qualities. If he doesn't, then don't waste your time. Or if she doesn't, then don't waste your time.
Yeah, I read a story. I don't know if it's true, but it was in one of these books, right?
Uh-huh.
That if you want another person in your life, you have to make room for them, right? There has to be space for them. So this woman wanted, you know, somebody in, but when she looked around her house, the second car garage bay was full of stuff.
Right.
The closet was full of stuff. There was no room for a person. You know what I mean? So she cleared out the garage and cleared out a place in the closet.
When did it happen?
Boom.
Yep. See?
Yeah. Person arrives.
Yep. Really?
Right. Thing, yeah.
Wow.
Right.
So you make space in your heart, in your mind, and in your environment, right? And that's why when there's clutter all around, it's not good to bring anything in. But then also when you break up with somebody, you should do...
No, that's not what we're doing. Thank you for calling, though.
You should. I don't know what that was
about. What's going on, Phil?
You look frustrated,
Phil,
man.
Phil looks like he needs a reading. Go ahead. What happened?
No, it just gets 10 minutes to be like, well, I want to ask her about the traumatic event I had. Okay, well, what was it? Well, that's what I want to ask her. Okay, well, what is the specific? She said to be specific.
No, but that would have been good.
No, he's quizzing her. Like, he's just doing a quiz.
Oh, he's trying to like play stuff with the
census taker? Yeah. No, that's not what we're doing.
That's right. That's not how it works.
That's not what we're doing.
But we appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Feels very effective.
Stop wasting our time over here.
So I am an intuitive and an Oracle Reiki card reader. So what I'll do is if you have a specific question about a specific subject, I can tell you where the angels want you headed in the next 3 months. So I can't predict the future. I could put you on the right path.
Like a GPS.
Like a GPS.
Exactly.
Right? But I can't get you to your destination. Right. Your destination is up to you. How you get there, I can help with.
In 400 feet.
A lot of times we already know, but we don't do it. It's like we know to eat right and exercise, but we don't do it.
But when she says,
you know the course you need to take to straighten things out, but you don't do it.
Right.
When she says go to hell, she'll tell you specifically how to get there.
I will give you the left hand.
She will.
Take
she will.
This road.
For 7 minutes. Exactly right. Here's the best way to get down there.
All right. Any comments on the Facebook page?
No.
Nothing?
No. Really?
Mamsie says thank you. Makes a lot of sense since you guys know her.
You almost headbutted.
Very good.
That was a good defensive move.
I don't know
actually.
Her. So
like this.
Mamsie's good people.
Good.
No, you don't know her.
I don't know her. Yeah.
We know her.
You guys know her.
Yeah, yes. No. Mamsie's love.
Let's get Ashley a little reading here.
Yeah, why not?
All right, Ashley.
Okay.
Look, also, she came to life.
I already have your vibes. So use your experience.
All of the room here. She just spread her legs.
Well,
yeah. She just stepped right.
It's me time.
She stepped right in front of Phil. Like, you're done on the mic, Phil.
The mic was low. So
it was.
So I was trying to get lower to make it.
Were you playing limbo?
Yeah.
Limbo.
So, Ashley, things are going to progress quickly as soon as you understand and learn from your past experiences. So God has given you some experiences that weren't so great. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
So the first one that comes to mind.
Being in the monkey cage.
I had a really bad boyfriend once.
Okay.
Oh. You had a bad boyfriend.
So use your experiences to learn something new, a new strategy, a new way of being, a new way of thinking, a new way of feeling. You're always protecting your herd, but you have to take some time to protect yourself. You're always worrying about what this one's doing, what this one's doing, how can I help this one, how can I help this one, and taking their stress away. But what happens is when you take other people's stress away, you build it on yourself. So you need, if you're going to help people, which I want you to do, you need to learn how to release all that stress too. that or
works for me.
More emotionally, right?
That makes sense.
Using the
taking
car.
On their stress.
Using the car, but blow the windows.
I've been very stressed this week.
Right.
Okay.
Why?
Because she hasn't been meditating.
Well, I haven't been meditating, but
or medicated.
I have an event coming up on Sunday.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I have been very
let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's discuss.
She's doing a Sham Rock and Roll. It's a 5K road race.
She's not running in it.
A couple thousand people in New Haven.
Right.
And she'll be on the microphone. She's
and also
very nervous
couple
about
thousand,
it.
And on news TV sometimes.
Yeah, I don't.
You could do it.
It's all you.
Is this new
do
for
it?
You? That part of things, yes.
Yeah.
Part of it is going to be a television hit, too.
Yes.
One or two.
On the news. Where
we'll get back to that in
thousands
a second.
I might be in the bathroom.
We do have a call.
Okay. We do.
Phil just pushed Ashley out of the way.
He did.
I love this.
She pushed him
I
first.
I got to reach to the other side of the board. That's
right. Right.
All right, so this is Linda from East Haven.
Hey.
She's wondering about
Linda.
Her career.
Her career.
Okay.
Linda has a career question. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Good. Linda, are you currently in a career that makes you travel?
No.
Okay. So are you looking for a new career?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have a vision of what you want?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to get the title off of that vision, because I want you to think about the service that you're doing and who you're doing it for. So who are you serving in that new career that you want? What's in your big vision, if I was to sprinkle fairy dust on you and you were to get whatever you wanted.
Fairy dust.
Can you snort it?
If you want to. What would be, who would you serve in that vision?
It sounds like you have a business call coming in the background.
That's the angels.
I'm ignoring it.
That's the angels.
Do you have to take that?
No, I'm good. Sick people.
Okay. That's so, right. And children,
God bless you.
Adults, or elderly?
Children.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So the angels are going to be very generous with you. That's a child card. So you got the child card.
Hold
you
on said, a second. I got to show you this.
Can you break the code? Can you do that?
It's yes.
This
real.
Card came up.
Okay. Yeah.
This came
so
up
I should have told you.
She asked.
Yeah, right. I should have said, is it with children? But I didn't because...
It says child.
Yeah, it says child.
Child.
So, You have experience now in your field. Is that correct?
Some, yes.
Yes. So I want you to make a vision of who, what, where, when, who you're going to serve, when you're going to serve them, what, even down to where your hours are.
What are you serving?
What are you serving? You're serving a little pasta. I need you to figure all that out and put it in like a vision board type of thing, and you through your experience, you're going to be offered a couple different jobs. There's jobs coming. You have the Saint Nick card, which is Santa Claus.
Santa Claus
giving you small gifts,
presents
around the children. So your vision is going to be very clear. Once your vision is very clear, you're going to progress quickly.
Okay.
So and I'm getting the travel card, which means you may have to step out of maybe the 10-mile radius that you're in right now. Does that make sense for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Once you have your vision, don't worry about how it's going to happen, but worry about what you want to happen. The universe, the angels, God, Buddha, whoever you want to believe in, will make it happen. Of course, if you have schooling to do, you have to fill out applications. There's human stuff that you have to do. But in terms
I'm
of path,
now.
Yeah, okay. So in terms of the path, they're going to put you on the right path. You're absolutely here to serve others, especially children, but a pack of people.
Or animals.
So I see
you. Well, kids can be animals.
Yeah. So I see you working like in a hospital, in a group home, you're not just going to be working one-on-one. You're going to be working with a team of people.
A team.
But things are going to progress very quickly for you once they're ready. It's like, so it must be once you finish school, but you're going to be given a whole lot of opportunities. Do you have to intern somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like there's a very good chance of where you intern, you're going to get your job.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because
nice.
It's saying use your experience.
Was that helpful?
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, look at you.
100% helpful.
100%. Nice.
Excellent. Well, good luck. Keep us posted.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
now you,
you.
Now you don't have to whisper because you're getting off the phone.
Yeah, really. But I can tell she's at work. Or she's like this. And someone in the other cube and phone's ringing. I'm not going to get it now. But yeah, that makes sense.
That makes
perfect sense.
This is really important.
Right in the middle of a bank robbery. I'm going to quit right now.
No, don't do anything for 3 months.
All right. So back to Ashley.
Yes.
So part of her experience on Sunday will be doing live television hits. Have you done that yet?
No.
Okay.
America's Most Wanted.
Is that the most anxiety or the least? The most is the television hit.
Yes.
You were in a police lineup once. I saw you in the van.
He has to laugh after everything. Right?
No, I've been good with that. I've been good with that. I've been good with that lately.
She's on Chaz and AJ TV every morning.
That's different.
Yeah, but not really.
No, it definitely is.
Okay, so, hey, I'm with the local television station here.
No.
We're doing a 5K Shamrock and Roll, and we're here now with a local radio host to tell us more about what's going on. This is Ashley with Chaz and AJ in the Morning on 99.1 WPLR. Ashley, tell us about what's happening here today.
This is the... I hate this. I hate
today,
this so much.
Done.
I wouldn't say hate. Right. I wouldn't say
done.
I hate this. I hate
I
being
hate
here.
This. That's going to be the clip. Right. Local radio personality hates Connecticut Diaper Bank.
Hates charity event.
Live on air. Right.
I have to
this
think
is
done
fantastic.
More.
Ashley, you have to just go with the flow.
Listen, you have to practice right now. Ashley,
I can't.
Tell us more about what's happening.
This is the Shamrock and Roll 5K in New Haven. It's the largest 5K in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. We're getting diapers for the Connecticut Diaper Bank. Last year, we donated over 100,000, so that's our goal to beat.
That's awesome.
She sunk as she was doing that.
Yeah, but
that'll be a funny television shot. Just keep it right there. Yes, I'm Ashley with the Connecticut Diaper Bank, and we're raising.
Was she in quicksand?
Yeah. You saw my confidence deflate with my body.
You're right where you're supposed to be, Ashley. Make sure you meditate before you go. Make sure you meditate. Do a 5-minute focus meditation before you go.
5-minute 5K?
5-minute focus meditation.
Is it too late to back out?
No.
Nope.
You're going to...
No?
But
you want to do it?
Look it. You were here to speak up for the cause.
Yep.
Ooh.
So...
What is that?
Mother Teresa.
Just loud mouth.
You're here to speak up for the cause. Not only are you going to be okay, you're going to be triumphant. You're going to be fine. Remain optimistic. Stop psyching yourself out about it.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, have some confidence.
And you know better.
Right.
You know what you're doing to yourself. You're self-destructing yourself.
You are.
I'm going to get all
messed pull the pin.
Up.
No, because look, it's saying just be brave. You got this.
First of all, 5 out of 10 times, you don't even... They don't even go live. Something happens, and there's a news story somewhere else.
You start a fire along the way, you're good.
And they don't cover it, right?
Okay.
So that's 5 out of 10 times.
Okay, that's
and then
good.
Another couple of times, and the remaining 5 of those 10 times, they just talk to the Connecticut Food Bank. They don't even bring you on.
Right.
Oh, thank goodness.
And then the 2 or 3 times out of 10 times that they'll have one of us on, it's literally less than 30 seconds.
It's true.
It's a real quick hit. They do most of the talking, and then...
You go, yes!
And trust me, these reporters, if they feel like, oh man, this person's not great, they just do all the talking, and you just sit there and you go...
And then they push you out
of the
way.
I can do that.
Just practice that.
Right.
Just
smile
have your,
and nod.
Your 3-minute elevator speech, and that's it.
Like a little
if you're
going to
practice
window.
Two things, practice standing like a human being would be my other suggestion.
Stand up straight.
The whole time you're talking to her, she's going like this. I'm standing so far against the bench, and she's kicking my ankle.
I hope she does all
so
of this.
Much.
Do you have to pee or something?
Ashley, you have... I didn't
Leave
think that
alone.
We would ever have this potential again on the show, but you have the potential of making us, delivering us the worst television drop in the history of this show.
My God, let's do that!
Right, just
let's
shoot for
that.
The worst.
You have potential! You have potential!
Right.
No, let's do that. Let's do a bit. But they won't know it's a bit. It'll be great.
No.
Right. So you don't want to say that because then they won't put you on. But look, all you have to do is 2 things, right?
Did you get your foot stuck?
Mike is too damn low.
Oh, Jesus.
This is going to be...
Your teeth with that thing.
This is going to be all great. I might even wake up early to catch this
Stop
live.
Stop it.
Can we set the DVR?
DVR.
What station do we know?
No.
Well... News 8 is usually the station, but it could be Channel 3.
Could be
whoever.
Be a lot of
it could be Fox 61.
Just have a 3-minute elevator speech. Do you know what that is? You know what that is, right?
Yes, but...
Yeah. And you did it. So
I wouldn't really do it.
You just did it with us.
No, not really.
Just
I have to get my note and I have to go over it like
but you
at least 15
no,
times.
No. You could do this.
There's
Listen
memorization
to me.
That
Listen
has to
me.
Happen.
No.
Listen to me. Listen. This is all you have to do. You have to think about babies, and mothers who can't afford diapers, and it's a 5K, and it's St. Patrick's Day. And Chaz and AJ in the Morning and 99.1 PLR takes great pride in helping the community.
Yes.
And you picture the babies and the mothers and the moms without diapers, and that's all you think about.
Okay.
And you don't think about anything else. It's like, because they're going to say, Ashley with Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR, why are we here today?
You say, why are you here today? And then they'll say,
that would actually be very good.
I was asking you that while I was asking you. Do you know why you're here?
Why are you here today?
Do you know why you're here today?
Right.
Why you're here today. And just turn it around on
no,
them.
No, but wait, we're live here to find out why you're here.
I want to know why you're here.
You're on this television spot to tell us why we're here.
But I want to know why you're here, really. Did that work?
I think we have a caller.
Yeah.
We do. Good.
Yeah. No, I think that either way, it's going to be great.
Thank you.
It is. You're a natural.
You really are. She really is. Like when she grabs the mic, I think to myself, wow, she's looks like she's been doing this for years.
I'm kidding.
Or hours, at least.
At least a couple minutes.
Thank you.
Want to take a call?
guys.
We're going to take a call, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Yes.
All right. One more call.
Right.
And we're going to do this. Going to be real quick.
All right, this is Sherry in Pennsylvania, and she wants to know about her new love interests.
Sherry in Pennsylvania, you must be one of Chris's people. Sherry?
Sherry? Yes. Are you there?
Sherry.
Yes, I'm here.
You're one of Chris's people?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Like you're a reoccurring like customer or whatever.
Right. Is it Sherry B?
No.
Okay.
No, sure you are.
Did I ever work with you before?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to know about a love interest?
Yes.
Okay. Are you married right now?
No, I am divorced.
Okay. Did that just happen recently?
My divorce was 2 years ago.
Okay. And what was the big move? Did you move houses, move jobs?
Moved him. At house.
No, I didn't move anywhere.
Okay.
She kicked his ass out.
So it's saying that there's marriage on the way for you. Within the next 3 months, you're either going to meet him or he's going to be in your energy. But you have to take a leap of faith, and you're not watching yourself, mind, body, and soul, because I'm getting the health card. So I think you're stressing yourself out about it. This is like man-made stress.
What's wrong with you, Ashley?
So,
why would you interrupt someone else's reading?
You are so correct.
Okay.
What's going on? What?
I'm just thinking about everything.
Okay. Sherry, I need you to think about yourself, clearing yourself, mind, body, and soul. And I want you to write the word peace in the middle of the paper and put seven kind of notes under it. And what are the seven things that will...
I'm going down.
I don't know if you're watching this year, but he's being fresh. Yeah, I don't want you to know what he's doing under the table.
I can only imagine.
I like how her voice got in.
I could only imagine.
So, Cher, listen, you have to find peace with yourself first. Take a leap of faith. There are miracles on the way.
Take a piece.
But you have to take care of yourself, mind, body, and soul. So that means meditation, yoga, even drinking lots of water, kind of cleansing out that old stuff from your old marriage, getting rid of it. Learn the lessons. There's a reason why you had that marriage. There's a couple reasons.
Okay.
Did you have kids from that marriage?
Just one, yes.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons.
But
that's all it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one and done, yeah.
But I want you to really figure out what lessons that your ex-husband was in your life for a reason. What are the lessons that he taught you?
To get his house.
Can I ask you a couple questions? Then we're going to go. Is there anyone in your life now that's circling?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, do you think that's the guy?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why she's asking.
You just got confirmation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Yes. It's saying take a leap of faith. There's miracles on the way.
But not on a bridge, though.
Believe you deserve it, though. For some reason, you're stuck. You don't believe you deserve it. So I need you to believe that you deserve it.
Well, you know, sometimes you just think that, you know, things look too true to be true.
Too good to be true?
Too good to be true, yeah.
That whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, too good to be true.
You're telling me now. Yeah.
So I need you to just sit for a couple of minutes and thank the universe for giving you this opportunity and giving you the space to feel gratitude.
I'll do that.
It's a miracle.
And it seems like you probably should get a longer reading. And we're going to link up at WPLR.com. You probably already know how to get in touch with Chris, right?
You just go like this. No? Okay.
You can get in touch with me at www.consciouslypositive.com.
Do you have to say www anymore?
www.
I don't think you have to do that.
I used to work for WP, no, not WPL, WWCO, and I got in trouble because I was saying it was a local radio show in Waterbury, and I got and I said W wrong, so he taught me how to say double U.
W. Oh, and I'm sure that person's still in radio.
Right.
I don't think so.
Well, WPLR is like, you know, always on everybody's mind, so.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Awesome.
Well, thank you for calling
in. Yeah, even though I left Connecticut, I still think of all you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I still listen to you when I can.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
All right, you all have a good day. And
you as
thank
well.
You all so much.
Good luck. Keep us posted.
Exactly.
All right. Chris Kiedel, owner of Consciously Positive. We're linked up at WPLR.com and right here and all this stuff.
All this stuff, yes.
You can look her up and she'll give you a really good reading.
Right.
We got them at the house party.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And we're, you know. We were not letting her, you know, do her job. We were doing our thing. She was able to do her thing despite us doing our thing.
You should pay for that.
It was great. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Ashley?
You're going to be great.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Either way, it's going to be great.
Hope you enjoy your leap day and also Sunday. We'll be back on the air Monday.
Guys, it's going to be good, guys.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody. I can't wait to Monday to play this audio.
Right. Either or.
Ashley on TV.
Right.
Yeah. I hate it.
Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.